Not too long after Senator Durbin was at the White House, he was on the phone with us. I asked him what issues they talked about besides their choice of neckwear.
We talked about everything from the lame duck session with Bob Gates pending nomination as Secretary of Defense through some of the issues we'll consider in the next few weeks, and then really started to think out loud about the next session of Congress.
You mentioned the nomination of Robert Gates to be the new Defense Secretary, or would you support that nominee?
Well, of course, I'm waiting for his responses to specific questions, but I feel very positively about his nomination. It appears to symbolize a change in direction in Iraq, and we desperately need it. I think that was a message that came out of the last election.
A couple of the things that the president wants to get through in this lame duck session include the warrantless surveillance program and the confirmation of John Bolton as U.N. ambassador. We heard the White House spokesman Tony Snow today saying those two things are not necessarily provocative to Democrats. What do you think?
I think Mr. Snow needs to sit down with some members of even the president's party. Senator Chafee has indicated his opposition to Ambassador Bolton's nomination, and other senators on the Democratic side feel as well. So I don't think that that's likely to occur. When it comes to this warrantless wiretapping, this is a controversial issue. It was heaped with controversy, and it's the reason we didn't complete it in the last session. It's not likely to be done in the hurry-up schedule of the lame duck session ahead of us.
So I'm just want to make sure I understand you. Are you saying that the Bolton confirmation and warrantless surveillance program, neither of those you think will get through in the next couple of months?
I don't want to speak for every member. I can just tell you that if they're looking for non-controversial issues, those two don't fit.
Looking forward to the time when you do take the majority come January, and in particular thinking about possible judicial nominees who come before you, potentially could be a Supreme Court nominee as well, what would you expect this president to be sending your way?
Well, Senator Reid and I had a conversation with the president about that. You know, we have a record during the period when the Democrats were in control of the Senate under Chairman Pat Leahy and the Senate Judiciary Committee of giving the president over 100 of his nominees, so we are not stonewalling. But we urge the president to find more moderate nominees, and I hope that he'll take that advice.
Well, how did he strike you when he listened to what you were saying?
Well, he laughed a little bit. He says, so don't send the extremist, right? I always said yes. So we'll wait and see.
What about on the question of the war in Iraq and this desire among many for a new direction? What do you think that direction might be, and will Republicans sign on to whatever you might come up with?
Well, because it's Veterans Day, I said to the president, I want to spend some time talking about the soldiers in Iraq, and we did. I see it differently than the president, and I know I didn't convince him of my point of view, but we've lost too many American lives there. We need to change direction, and I do believe we need to put the Iraqis in a position where they are responsible for their own future.
What is the Senate's role in trying to influence the direction the president takes here?
Well, I'm not going to bargain with the lives of our soldiers over our appropriation bill. I want to make sure that they have all the equipment supplies they need to be safe and come home safely. But we do have to engage a debate. Harry Reid has suggested a summit meeting, set it today to the president, where we could try to gather together Democrats and Republicans and try to find if there's a new course that we can follow there.
And what did he say about that?
Well, he was open. I mean, we talked about it. His father did similar things in the past, bringing leaders together. The president did not agree to it, but we put the proposal on the table.
Senator Durbin, you've met with the president many times, I'm sure. Did it strike you in talking with him today that you were talking to a fundamentally changed man or essentially the same George Bush that you've come to know?
It was a much different tone today in the meeting. It was more positive and forward-looking. The president acknowledged the political realities that we all face, and we understand that we depend on one another. I think if we can move toward partnership as opposed to partisanship, we have a chance.
Senator Durbin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois, who is poised to become the assistant majority leader, the number two Democrat, in the new Senate.